the question of workers having to stay off work, whether under the furlough scheme or not, that employers are telling them or pressurizing them into taking a number of days as part of their annual holidays. We object very strongly to this, and I think the trade unions would object very strongly to it, because what it means is that later in the year or whenever, so when we all hope this cloud will have passed, that workers will not be able to use the holiday days that they have accumulated. Now, this is just unacceptable. It's not the workers' fault that coronavirus surrounds us at the moment, and that the medical advice from all sides to employers and to workers is that it will be dangerous for workers to remain sort of at their place of employment if it's the nature of the job that, you know, sort of a physical differentiation or social distancing sort of were not possible, and particularly if there were already signs of the virus in that workplace. Now, under law and under common sense indeed, workers who did not take time off and separate themselves from infection would be doing something socially irresponsible. And yet they are being told, if you do that, you'll have to dock it off your a holiday entitlement. I mean, the holiday entitlement is just that, entitlement. It's the statutory right sort of people, and this really is a bit much for employers. Not all employers, I might say. Not all employers. I'm talking about the a couple of employers whose workers have approached people before profit with this particular complaint.